go to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Joel, and we're in chapter 3. We trust you'll have your Bible open, and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. We were doing a study in the book of Joel, 3 chapters, and we got to the first 2. Today we're going to pick up that final chapter for those of you who are with us at that time. So I direct your attention to the book of Joel in chapter 3 this morning. And when we come to this chapter, I want you to take this in the way that it's meant, all right? This is not a call to war, but the chapter is a call to prepare for war. Now, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are spiritual. They're mighty in God to the casting down of imaginations and strongholds and all of those things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's what it says. Okay, so we are called to be preparing for war, as are the people of Israel in our passage this morning. And when we come to this chapter, you see the word "for" in verse 1 because it's connected to chapter 2. Chapter 2 comes into verse 1 of chapter 3 and it says, "For behold, in those days and in that time." Now, this is a small book. It's 3 chapters, but 5 times the words "the day of the Lord" are mentioned. Those words are very powerful because those words talk to you and me about a time unlike any time the world has ever known or will ever know again. When the Lord Jesus comes, we just sang the song, "Jesus is coming again." Well, what's amazing about that is that there's going to be a whole world of hurt down here just before he arrives. Fortunately, the believers are going to be raptured out, and that 7-year thing called the tribulation is going to unfold. Things are going to get worse and worse and worse, and they're going to culminate with the Gentile nations coming against Jerusalem. And God will then step in and intervene in a remarkable way. And that's when Jesus comes again. Prior to that, and including that moment of his arrival, we have this time called the Day of the Lord. It is also referred to as the time of Jacob's trouble. It's also referred to as the tribulation and gives way to the great tribulation. So things are going to be really crazy, kind of like we're feeling they're getting right now. Never has the world been so completely sensing the same thing at the same time as we are right now. If you're in Europe, you're feeling it. If you're in Africa, you're feeling it. If you're in Australia, you're feeling it. And we're feeling it in the United States as well. There's never been a time in the history of the church where all of the churches in the entire world were shut down. That happened during this COVID pandemic. And I would say that COVID-1984 pandemic, which is not a pandemic at all, but rather it is a flu bug that has a little bit of a meaner streak to it. You have a 99% chance of living if you get COVID. If you have comorbidities, you're the ones who get that 1% laid at your lap. You have to be careful in those conditions. You don't want to go in careless. You want to be careful. But the vast majority of the people, we shouldn't have shut down, is what I'm trying to get to. Okay, this world is under a spirit of deception. The world in which we live is not letting it go. And even our governor in this state is not letting it go. All of the facts are on the table. All of the information is in. It should be over. We should be back to normal. They should be behaving in the way that normal people do. If you're sick, don't go out. If you are prone to get sick, you should be careful. But for the vast majority of the population, we need to just carry on, be a little more clean while this thing's floating around, but not walk in fear. The great United States of America that God has shed his grace upon has been hamstrung over these past several months. This country has behaved like a bunch of sissies. If you pardon my words, I don't know what else to say. People are living in fear and they're looking at each other as if you are a bad person if you do not believe the lie. We don't traffic in lies here. We traffic in truth. And that's what I believe because I'm watching the numbers, I'm listening to the experts, and I believe it for reason. It's not just because I have this quote-unquote ethereal faith that is based on nothing. A Christian does not have faith based on nothing. The faith of the believer is based on the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. That is a fact of history. It changed everything. And we deal with everything that we do in the same manner. We take the evidence, we consider it, we surmise, we compare. We ask questions about who's telling us and why they might be telling us what they're telling us. And we come to conclusions based upon good, sound, common sense. That's what faith is. You see, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And we were told there would be a great deception in the last days. Do you remember that? The Bible says God will send strong delusion that they might believe a lie. I don't want to be the guy who's standing on the sidelines saying, I believe that, I believe that, I believe that. There's a young man, his name is Amir Sarfati, who speaks about Israel. He's a Jewish man, came to faith in Christ, and now he speaks quite largely. He was sitting down with another man named Jack Hibbs out in California. He's got a large church. He says he's been bursting at the seams since he's been open. He's been open since May 1st. In California, which is kind of dangerous, but they haven't come after him yet. They're not finding him yet. But what happened was Amir came to the United States and he was hearing everything that was being said by those who were in Israel, as well as other places he had traveled, the European Union, all those places he traveled. Everybody was saying, run for the hills, the sky is falling. Chicken Little was in the control room and he was saying these things. When he came here and he saw his friend, Pastor Jack Hibbs, doing what he was doing by having church, he looked at him with a blanched face and he says, you're killing people. How can you do this? Aren't you afraid you're killing people? And he sat him down and he gave him the facts and he talked him off of the ledge. And this was a man, he said himself now, if you listen to him now, he would tell you he was falling prey to the lie as well. I say that to you because it's not something that doesn't happen. There's no shame in it. We just need to shake ourselves free and say, Jesus is in control. Jesus has me. I'm going to trust him and I'm going to go with God. Now, all of that to say this, strong delusion, last days, the things that are happening, the day of the Lord. What does that look like? Well, we get a little picture of it when we look at chapter 3 of the book of Joel. The Bible says, for behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. If you want to put in your margin there, Armageddon, that's what it's talking about. You're talking about the day of the Lord. It's a day where God brings all of the judgments that he winked at for the ages. He brings them into the courtroom of his justice. Called the Valley of Armageddon. It's a time where God brings all accounts current, puts them before his own throne and begins to separate the nations as a shepherd separates sheep from goats. That's where we're going in here. And so when you see this, you understand that what Joel has been preaching, it started with a locust swarm in chapter 1 that was happening in real time. It gave way to the shadowy future that he could see by the Spirit of God, that one day there would be a swarm of people coming as men marching to war. They would be coming as warriors, in fact, but it would be just like that locust swarm, and there would be a great overwhelming moment where they would think all was lost and God would step in, chapter 2 tells us. Chapter 3 picks up the theme that in those days and in that time, because what we're seeing is something futuristic from Joel's perspective. I don't believe it's all that far out ahead now. I mean, way back when Joel said it was about the 7th or the 8th century B.C., he saw it, okay? And in the last days and in that time, and the heathen are all going to be gathered. I mean, we're talking coming against Israel, not just the Assyrians, not just the Babylonians, but the heathen nations, all of them. Isn't that crazy? You know, it says, in that day and in that time, when I shall bring the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem. When it says that, it's talking about bringing the captivity of the people of Israel. Now, you realize that America's got a good-sized population of Israelis, and I told you a little bit ago about the fact that right now, as we speak, there is a huge uptick of Israelis that are going back to Israel. And when you think about them going back to Israel, I want you to understand that there are a couple of headlines that just happened this past week. We're just talking in the past 5 days. Netanyahu right now has a man who's on the Knesset, but they have a different kind of a government than we do. And they've had a hard time getting a real congealing of people. And they've got two guys who are up there, both of them working. One was Netanyahu and another fella. And these two parties are having to cooperate. Well, right now there's an Ethiopian Jewish man who's there. And because of that man's influence, there is a plan, as of October 12th, a plan to airlift 2,000 Ethiopian Jews to Israel. Why? Because of the overtly anti-Semitic spirit that's going on down in Ethiopia. It's happening in New York City right now. I don't know if you've been paying attention to that, but New York City has completely gone off the rails. They've actually forbidden the Jewish people to meet in their synagogues. They're not saying anything to the Islamic community. They're not even saying much to the church in that area, but the Jewish people, for some reason, have been singled out. There is a law that has been picked back up by Netanyahu. It's the law of return. And that says that any man, woman, or child that is a Jewish person can come without any kind of hindrances to Israel, and they will be received as full citizenship as soon as they arrive. All across the world, Jewish people are trying to think, you know, what's going on? If things go sideways with this election in America, what's that going to mean to them? They know that there are people on the streets in New York City. New York City has a whole lot of Jewish people in its community, and they're thinking, we need to get out of Dodge. They're worried about that. And there's many of them coming from all sectors. You know, of course, the EU. I don't know if you paid attention to this too much, but in the European Union, many of those countries within that union have allowed their borders to be open, overrun, and there's a lot of Islamic people that have come into those areas. Somebody says, well, what do you have against Muslims? I have nothing against Muslims. I have something against Islam. Islam is a dangerous religion, and it breeds some very radical terroristic movements, including ISIS and others, which the people in those countries have had to deal with. Sweden has been overrun to the point where the ladies can't even go out on the streets without fear of being raped, beaten up, and left on the streets, used and abused, and it's overwhelmed. And it's a country that is made up of a government that's largely women who are feministic who've let them in. But it's out of control. You can look these things up. The United States of Anxiety for the Jews. This is in the Jerusalem Post 5 days ago. Jewish people are looking to immigrate to Canada and obtaining a citizenship from a European country or immigrating to Israel. This year's a record number of American Jews have started applications. It's a thing called Nefesh B'Nefesh, and I think that has to do with the law of return. What I'm telling you is they're going back. And I believe it's having a little bit to do with what we're seeing in our passage before us in chapter 3, verse 1 of Joel. In that time when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem. These people have been spread out all over the world. A large portion are back. They're making great headway. They're making all kinds of technological advances. They are an amazingly blessed people. I call it the, kind of what we would call the residue of God's Spirit is clearly on this people. And as a result of that, they are blessed in many ways, whether it's entertainment, making money, finance. They are a people that God has blessed. And it has created a hatred by the carnal in the world. They hate anything that, you know, smacks of the true God. So they hate the Judeo-Christian communities. Okay? We are based on a Judeo-Christian ethic in this country. And as I say this today about the day of the Lord coming, I want you to realize America, the United States, is not the church. The church is in the United States. So when you think in terms of, hey, we deserve to be judged. Well, yeah, America needs to be judged. But God knows the church is in America. And not everybody who says they're in the church are part of the church. There's a whole lot of statistics you got to take into account. But nevertheless, look how God has worked.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.